What's going on, you pep smear seeking privates? Welcome to Grunspeak Not So Live with a still sick but conscious flabby fisticuffer, and I'm Toxic Male.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I apologize. I'm kind of sick.
Well, things happen, but when you check out that board, worth it.
$4.75.
Hell yeah. And so, coming back from Cuckafornia, Stan, do you feel a little more liberal?
Not really.
Does it rub off on you?
Well, okay. Like, my buddy John, former Green Beret buddy, very well off. You know, he manages five companies. So when you hang out with him, it's not like, you know, hanging out with, you know, just the average Joe.
Yeah.
So, I mean, literally, we spent 4 days on his compound, you know, and it was pretty cool. He's a good guy. He works his ass off. But, you know, just like all the other stories out there, just like my story, you know, he's got like two or three train wreck stories from, you know, former wives and shit.
We all have those.
Yeah. And, you know, it is, I mean, it's heartbreaking, but, you know, we didn't write the script to the play. We're only playing.
You're just actors playing your role. Mm-hmm. Welcome to life. And speaking of which, we have a story sent to us from a fan of the show who goes by the Big Bad Wolf. You guys have probably seen him in the chat. And he titles it, How My Ex Fucked My Life Up and the Karma She's Gotten.
I love hearing karma stories.
Don't we all? You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready for this. He says, unfortunately, 99.9% of the time, I don't get to watch the live stream. But, woo! I watched the replay on New Tech. Here is what started my red pill journey. For a year and a half, from 2005 to 2007, I was down in New Orleans doing Hurricane Katrina cleanup. While doing that, I was getting paid twice my normal pay because it was through FEMA. $30 an hour straight pay, $45 an hour overtime. Everything was going good, so I thought. I would talk to my kids on the phone when I had signal. Not many cell towers were working when I first got there. I would fly home once a month for a weekend just to spend time with the family, then go back and work almost 100 hours a week between hauling debris and working on trucks and trailers.
Wow.
Man, if he's pulling a $100 work week, that is a nice chunk of change.
100 hours. Yeah. And everything over 40 is overtime.
Yeah, you want to do the math? Yeah, we can do the math. I know you love the math. So let's see.
40 times 30.
So he does 45 times. So he'd be doing 100 hours a week. So that's 60 hours overtime.
Yep.
Just the overtime, $2,700.
Wow.
Add that to 30 times 40. So that's $4,000 a week, just about.
It's not bad.
After taxes, maybe $3,000.
You mean after your ass rapiness?
Yes. Yeah. Uncle Sam's misguided children. Fast forward to 2007, when about 2 weeks before it was all coming to an end and we were scheduled to come home. My ex-cunt called me up. Mind you, I'm 1,400 miles away.
Uh-huh.
And told me she wanted a divorce. Not that I was surprised. It was only a matter of time since we were growing apart after the first 10 years. We were essentially roommates staying together for the kids. Gee, I don't know anybody that this has ever happened to.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, this isn't a common thing or anything.
No. I'm not happy.
Yeah. Wait.
I want to have something exciting. You want to try an open marriage? And then the next thing you know,
total cocks.
just leave when that happens, man.
Yeah.
It's done.
Not that women ever regret this decision or anything.
No. It totally works out for them every time.
Every single time.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
I think Rhino's using this as like the cover photo on his Facebook page now.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that is comedy gold. Never gets old.
Mind you, I was faithful to her the entire time, even though I had plenty of chances being there through two Mardi Gras. Oh, well.
Yeah, there you go.
To be honest, you might look back at some missed opportunities, but the women down there during Mardi Gras, not exactly the cleanest downstairs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're going to catch a case.
Yeah, get a dick worm, cauliflower crotch.
Yeah, you don't need that.
It's just a sea of Amy Hortons showing off their tits.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Just be careful with that. They might swallow, but in the end, they might be swallowing your soul and half your shit.
Yeah.
Typically
that's what happens.
I mean, considering how young many of them are, and of course, they don't want to take the pill because it makes me gain weight. Yeah, you see where this is going. You know what else makes you gain weight? Pregnancy! After hanging up, I took my ring off and flung it into Lake Pontchartrain. That night, I probably butchered that pronunciation. That night, I hooked up with a convenience store chick who was probably about 22. I was 32 at the time.
Uh-huh.
Winning. And an 8, and she didn't have to be drank up to that.
Ooh. All right.
While I was giving her the 10 dick, I called my ex, got her voicemail, and left her 10-minute message of me railing this chick.
All right. Now.
First things first.
All right. All right. Now, upon further reflection, I just have to say that was not wise. All right.
Because she could, that could be admissible in court because you're not technically divorced yet.
Yeah. Listen, that's a prime example of somebody going off half cocked with the cock.
Half cocked while giving somebody else the full cock, the full shaft.
Yeah.
All the way down to the balls.
That's right.
And that's where you're going to get it if she decides to use this recording
court. That's absolutely what's going to happen.
Your butthole is going to look like a strawberry detonated with a piece of C4. It's bad news bears.
It's the bad news bears, baby.
I mean, epic revenge, but bad news bears. 2 weeks later, I get back to where I live to find an empty house. She even took the ice cube trays out of the freezer. What kind of a sick bitch takes the ice cube trays out of the freezer? Bonus points if you know what movie that's from. Comments below.
Yeah.
My name taken off of our joint checking account.
Wait. How the hell is that even possible?
If it was initially in her name, which if it was, bad, bad boy.
Okay.
Or maybe she blew the accountant.
Or yeah.
The bank teller, whatever. And only enough of my stuff left to fill up 2 hockey bags and finalized divorce papers sitting on the kitchen counter. It didn't matter that my kids would mail me letters and had my address. She claimed I abandoned them and the divorce went uncontested.
Wow.
Whoa. Hot damn. Because New York State goes by income at the time of filing, I was working under FEMA, child support for 4 kids was, holy shit, $500 a week. On top of that, she also got $1,000 a month spousal support and $200 a week vagimony.
Wow.
So per month, you're talking, let's see, $2,000 for the kids, $1,000 for, so it's $3,200 a month. And the average income in this country is roughly that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why so many men are homeless. I was fucking made homeless. I mean, it's completely fucked up.
I should have that clip loaded up, but I don't have it. You have to learn to laugh at your own pain, which you do very well.
Yeah.
Take a good burn. That's insane, though, man. Even though I was working 80 hours a week, I was literally getting paychecks for goose egg. I was living with a friend of mine and his wife who understood what I was going through, and if it wasn't for him, I would have definitely evacuated my meat suit. Yeah, you. When you go through tough times in your life, you find out who your friends are.
Yes, you do.
Most of the friendships you will have in your life are friendships of convenience. That's just a sore fact, but
it's
a fact nonetheless.
Yeah.
Let's see. A week later, I was told that I was going to be training somebody, which wasn't out of the ordinary. We were waiting at a quarry, waiting to get loaded, and he says this. I won't mention the town. I said yes. He says, I used to date a chick that lived out here. As I knew quite a few people in the town, I said, really? What's her name? The name he said was a common one. Rhymes with cunt. Also my ex's. I said, really? What does she look like?
Oh,
and he
no.
describes my ex-wife to a T.
Damn.
5'4", big tits, 4 kids, and her ex-old man is an over-the-road driver. Well, fuck me running. I looked at him and said, your name is Dan, and you live in Redacted. To which he responded, how do you know that? I said, because that was my wife at the time you were fucking while I was working down in New Orleans.
Ooh.
Oh, this just took a real interesting turn. I keyed up my boss on the Nextel and said to him, you know that guy that I said I would beat the fuck out of if I ever found him? After a few moments of silence, he responded with, you mean the guy that was banging your old lady while you were away? I said, yeah, he's sitting right next to me. To which my boss said, you're not going to kill him, are you? I keyed up and said to Dan, you better start talking or you better start walking. And it's 20 miles the short way back to the yard.
Nice.
Turns out my ex found him on a single parenting dating site and told him we were already divorced and that I was barely ever in town and just to see my kids. He told me about how much of a complete psycho she turned out to be. Uh-huh. But that's for a later story if you really want to know. Oh, we want to know.
Oh, yeah.
We're all about following up with these stories, and this...
Yeah, I love it when I hear, you know, women that do shit like this, and then down the road, it just fucking train wrecks on them.
Which happens more often than not. Women will lie and explain to you how happy they are with the instant gratification of the decisions that they've made, but the real regret, the reality of the choices that they've made always shows up down the road.
Yeah, between 40 and 80.
Yeah. Or 5 to 10 years after the initial decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Transformers.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Too soon?
Too soon. Only 5% regret their transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, surveys aren't worth the paper they're not printed on. Just saying. Especially when you have a political agenda to push.
Yep.
Later that afternoon, I went to see my kids and said to my ex, by the way, trained a friend of yours today.
Oh, really? Who?
I told her, Dan. You know, the guy that you were fucking behind my back? I saw her jaw hit her tits, and she turned white as a ghost. I told her, he told me everything, to which she claimed he was just a lying scumbag piece of shit.
Yeah.
Naturally.
That's defense number one.
Yes. Yeah. Don't believe the guy that I betrayed you with. Believe me, the betrayer.
Yeah. What the fuck do you, what are you thinking? Get the hell out of here.
Yes, because you have totally proven that you are worth believing at this juncture.
Correct.
Smells like your ex. Anyway, I told her, I'm not mad at him. He was just following the dick. You were the lying, backstabbing, unfaithful, untrustworthy cock sleeve. Fleshlights didn't exist yet. Otherwise, I would have added human to that instead.
Damn.
Here is where I actually got justice.
Oh, here we go.
This is going to be good. We're in the home stretch here.
All right.
After about 10 months of $0 paychecks and picking up under-the-table work, I was able to save up enough to obtain a lawyer and took my ex back to court to get the child support lowered to something I could actually afford. Shockingly, even though I was a female magistrate, she looked at my ex and said, Mrs. Wolf, your ex-husband is working 80 hours a week and getting zero pay after taxes and what's paid out to you. From here on out, you're going to have to learn to live within your means.
Ooh, here we go.
She lowered the child support to $260 a week. That's just over half. Revoked the spousal support and vagimony.
Good.
Justice had been served. Or so I had thought. Oh, boy. About a month later, I got a letter in the mail from the New York State Department of Labor saying I was being investigated for unemployment fraud. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Somebody decided to go the administrative violence route. To make a long story short, my ex was literally claiming my unemployment benefits of $405 a week while I was down in New Orleans.
Big problem.
Wow! A lot of people got letters like this after the Kung Fu.
No, I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I did. And I literally, I went crazy because I did not take any unemployment.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you know where I live, you know my address, and yet you are sending me an unemployment fraud investigation for a company that's 3 hours away. Yeah, good investigating there, Michigan Department of Labor. I asked how the claims were being made, and the lady told me via the internet, to which I responded, I barely had cell service to call my wife and kids, let alone internet access. And mind you, this was in 2008. Mobile internet was not really a thing, let alone on cell phones. Regardless of what I said, I had to pay back $4,860 that she claimed.
Nope.
And I was banned from claiming benefits for 10 years.
Ooh. Okay.
This is more of that qualified immunity horse shit. We're just going to make you pay it back. I mean, we don't have any proof that this happened. We don't have any proof that you actually did it. We're still going to force you to pay it back, though. She had gotten remarried to a real piece of shit that was verbally and emotionally, possibly sexually, but I have no proof, abusive toward my kids. Oh, shit. Especially my oldest son and daughter and my youngest daughter. My ex had my oldest daughter put on antidepressants, where if you look it up, the first warning was, may cause suicidal thoughts in teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the factoids, I think, when single moms or divorced moms start dating again, the likelihood of abuse toward children goes up 40 times?
It's insane.
Yeah. No big deal, though, right?
No. Nope.
Stunning and brave, strong and independent. Oh, fuck's sakes. Now the soul-crushing reality. In May of 2009, I got a call from my ex-wife telling me, you need to get over here now. The last time I got a call like that, it was because my son had gotten into a fist fight with her husband. I tried calling back, no answer, so I broke pretty much every single speed limit between where I was living, about 25 miles away, and my ex-wife's house. As I pulled up, I saw the coroner's SUV in the driveway.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. If I got out of the car, my son came up to me, his tears. When I got out of the car, it's a typo on his end. When I got out of the car, my son came up to me, tears in his eyes, and the only thing he could say was, X was gone. Apparently, she said she didn't feel good that morning and stayed home from school. When he got home, he found her on the bedroom floor, unresponsive. She had OD'd on the medicine.
Oh, no.
I told my ex to take her... Oh, shit. This is fucked. X mean... All right. I'm going to reread this because when he says X, it sounds like he's talking about his ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's fucking this up here by the numbers. When I got out of the car, my son came up to me, tears in his eyes, and the only thing he could say was that his sister was gone. Apparently, she said she didn't feel good that morning and stayed home from school, and when he got home, he found her on her bedroom floor unresponsive. She had OD'd on the medicine. I told my ex to have her taken off of when I had read that warning. My whole world collapsed at that moment. Her piece of shit walked up to me to try to give me condolences. I let go of my kids, jumped up, and hit that motherfucker as hard as I could, knocking him out with a single punch.
Yeah.
And went back to my kids. I told my ex, unless she wanted to be next, don't say a fucking word. She tried to have me arrested for assaulting her husband. The cop that was standing there when it happened said it was justified. Now that's a good cop. Later that evening, I had to go to the medical examiner's office to identify her.
Oh, God.
You want to talk about one of the worst moments in your life?
That's got to be that's one of the longest walks.
My heart goes out to you, brother. 1,000%. To make things worse, at her funeral, the piece of shit was mentioned to be her father. I was not mentioned at all, to which my wife, I have been married to for 12 years as of today, stood up, pointed at me, and said, he is her father, not that piece of garbage, and the only one who ever cared about her.
Damn.
Props to your wife, dude. That's awesome.
Wow.
So karma is a bitch. Within a year, my ex-wife was diagnosed not only with breast cancer, but colon and uterine cancer. Oh. Whoa!
Oof.
Well, unprotected sex with multiple men will do that to you eventually.
And karma.
Yep.
Fueled by karma.
Yes, fueled by karma. This is karma cancer.
Yeah.
It was so bad by the time they found it, she had a double mastectomy of her 44D tits, a hysterectomy, 2/3 of her colon removed, and has to shit and piss in a bag. Well, I, on the other hand, am in the best shape that I've been in since I was 20 years old.
All right.
The piece of shit husband of hers was killed in a drive-by while going to buy drugs in the hood.
Wow.
I've got the perfect sound effect here. Just let me find it for 1 second.
Holy.
Now, I'm not going to say he deserved it. But this could have been avoided with a little bit less stupidity.
Well, if she was allowed to have 50-50 custody.
Yeah. A lot of this could have been avoided with 50-50 custody. It doesn't bring my daughter back, but as I said, karma's a bitch. I have a truly good woman who has a good heart. That's more important than body, looks, or even what she does for a living. I've told her since the beginning I think she's actually a guy trapped in a woman's body. I'm not even going to get into that. Girlfriend shaped like a dick, bro. We got to bring some levity to this because this is a really fucked up story.
No, I don't like to hear about it.
Sorry this was so long. Hopefully y'all had a drink or 20 to wash it down. It took a six-pack of Miller Lite pints just to write this. And as a warning of what kind of women are actually out there. Sometimes you find one with a good heart, other times you get bamboozled. Keep your heads up, my drunken uncles and my crimson capsule brothers.
All right.
Wow.
That was a fucked up story, bro.
Yeah. Karma cancer.
Listen, yeah, I cannot get behind any of the story where they have kids killing themselves. That's just so terrible.
God.
That's just terrible.
50-50 custody would have prevented a lot of this. Yeah. It wouldn't have prevented the cancer because his ex-cunt is still a whore and obviously likes to get in deep with dudes who will get shot up in drive-bys going to buy drugs in, you know, the hood, probably from some basketball Americans, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Apparently, Australians and New Zealanders refer to certain sects of the stereotypical population up here. You know, the ones where 75% of them come from fatherless homes as basketball Americans. I think that's fucking hilarious.
Are you serious? I never heard that.
I hadn't heard it either.
Oh my God, that's funny. No way. No, that's in Australia. That's not England, right?
Yeah, Australia. Basketball Americans.
I'm stealing that.
Yep.
I have to steal it. That is just comedy gold.
But this is the quintessential example of play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Listen, there's a lot of women out there who get married. They're married between 5 and 10 years, and they decide they can do better.
Yep.
Or this guy's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they get rid of them. And then they never seem to, you know, find the guy that will absolutely replace that individual.
Yeah. Because it's all about what you used to call it, green grassitis.
Yeah.
They always think the grass is greener somewhere else. And it's because they're addicted to the heightened emotions.
Correct.
Of the drama, which is why if they don't get enough in their own life, they watch it on TV, right?
That's when you wind up with the 7-5-3-3-1 and done scenario. And that's like they leave, they divorce, they'll probably get another relationship, last 7 years, next one last 5, next one 3-3-1-1, and then done.
Yep. You thought you weren't happy when you filed for divorce. Just wait till you get here.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
Oh, my Lord.
You can't say we didn't warn you.
And there's a reason why I put that out there. 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.
Yeah. Choosing the permanent solution to a temporary problem isn't just about suicide. Mm-mm. It's about destroying a family because you want a new piece of sausage. And that is the dumbest, most selfish, narcissistic reason you could ever destroy your children's lives.
Yep, it is. And women do it all the time.
And they do it for dick and a paycheck.
Meth and dicks?
Meth and dicks.
Meth and dicks.
Especially this woman, apparently. Although, you know, the new husband was the meth and she was the dicks.
Yeah. It always boils down to meth and dicks, man.
Yep. You don't know my story. It's meth and dicks. First chapter and last.
Always boils down to meth and dicks.
Usually the dicks come first before the meth.
Not necessarily, but yeah, you are correct.
If you mix both at the same time, that's, you know, that's how you wind up in a sewer somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a dumb cumster. Not going to say you didn't have it coming. figuratively and literally.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for watching the video, supporting the channel. If you want to be kept up to date with the ridiculous karma cancer that is ravaging the bodies of these HPV-ridden whores, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Because if you don't, well, Pop's going to show up at your workplace and kick your ass.
No, I'm not. Those fighting days, my fighting days are over, man.
I know. I'm just
a shit talker now.
I know, shit talker.
I'll talk up, be like, all right, fuck off.
We used to do these threatening subscribe messages all the time. We kind of got away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
You want them back? They're back. Edit that out.